You're listening to The Geek Parent, connecting modern parenting and today's nerdy generation.
Break it down one time.
And he's up there and he's in the zone.
We educate and entertain parents through board games, video games, tech discoveries, and STEM education. Inspiring a new generation starts now.
Welcome to the Geek Parent Radio with Kat Mahoney.
And Josh Hostetler will be with you for the next 40 minutes to discuss some of today's tech gadgets, education, discoveries, and parenting in the digital age.
And today on the Geek Parent Talk Show, we're going to talk board games and tabletop games. So one of my favorite topics, and I know one of your favorite topics as well, Josh. And actually, last weekend was International Tabletop Game Day. And if you don't know what that was, you're already missing out
shame,
on a whole lot of fun. Shame, exactly. First, let me start off by saying you need to stop watching Kim Kardashian immediately. She's not as entertaining and honestly really not as much of a role model as you could be to your spouse, your kids, and your friends if you are playing a board game together. Am I right, Josh?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
I 100% agree with that. Yes. There's no more. I mean, no.
I think you're more of a role model playing board games and video games with your kids than you are sitting down watching the Kardashians. So that's not one of my favorites.
Yeah.
But you know, to each their own. And if you're here at thegeekparent.com, you understand that we specialize in entertainment for everyone, from adults to kids to the entire family. Yes, even Grandpa, when he doesn't mess with his teeth in the bathroom, you can get him to the table to play some games as well. And one of our favorite game companies is here with us today to talk a little bit about, well, obviously, board games. So I want to welcome Calliope Games. They are with us tonight, and they are famous for their brilliantly fun family games, such as Suro, Gotham, Titans, and Roll For It. Welcome, Ray and Cassidy, to the Geek Parent Talk Show.
Hi, Kat. Hi, Josh.
Hello.
Hi.
We're happy to be here. Thanks for having us on.
Definitely. We are big fans of your games, and we, in fact, Josh and I, we have big families, so we're always playing together. And I'll tell you what, we get our friends together, and we get them addicted to these board games. And I think it's a good addiction, though, so it's nothing to be concerned about. We sometimes, I guess, the bad thing is
we're not twitching in the corner or anything, so not yet, at least.
See,
exactly.
Here's the way that I look at the whole addiction thing, right, is that, you know, any entertainment device, whether it's a board game or whether it's, you know, being on Facebook or whatever it might be, if it's taken in moderation, so if it was a bag of potato chips and you took a couple handfuls of potato chips, that's okay. But if you're sitting down and eating the whole bag, then you have an issue.
Keep that in mind there, Josh.
That is a very good. Well, hey, you know, sometimes it's a bag of chips, and you know, you can't stop with one.
That's right. I think, you know, Ray and Cassidy, I think the biggest thing for us when we're playing board games with friends is that we can't seem to get rid of our friends. I love my friends, but they never want to go home when I'm playing these board games.
Well, that's good. That just means that you're building relationships, right? That's all good.
That's right. So, again, yeah. I want to thank both of you. Ray is the president of Calliope Games, and Cassidy is the PR gremlin and right-hand lady, aren't you?
Yes, she is.
That is awesome. So, can you both explain to us and share a little bit of the story of, you know, and I don't even know if I'm saying it right. Josh and I were kind of having a back and forth discussion. Is it Calliope Games or Calliope Games?
Neither. It's Calliope.
Calliope. There we go. See, Josh.
Neither one of us.
Neither one of us got it. That's right. Can you share the story of this, please?
Sure. So, and I'm assuming when you're saying share the story, you're talking about Calliope, where the name came from, and that type of thing. Is that correct?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. So that when we started the company 5 years ago, that is something that people continuously asked us. And so Calliope is actually a muse, and she was the goddess of, in Greek mythology, that we stretched it to be the goddess of entertainment, but really she was a goddess of music and poems, you know, liturgy. So with our game company, we basically took the liberty of calling her the goddess of entertainment, right?
Awesome.
Calliope is also the musical instrument that you see on circus wagons.
Uh-huh.
The huge pipe organ, that's a calliope also.
Okay.
Right? And again, it's about entertainment. And so calliope means entertainment. It's another way for entertainment to happen.
Awesome.
I think that's perfect. Exactly. Now, in regards to the background history of the company, tell us a little bit about the game company, the family. How did you get started? What are the people like to work with? Are you guys parents yourselves? And do you consider yourself maybe nerds or geeks in that perspective?
Or big kids,
you know,
like
do you get
me.
Your families in? Yeah, board game geeks like us.
Yeah, sure. So, and I'm sure Cassidy's experiences are different than mine, but I was pulled into the gaming industry by my brother-in-law, Jordan Weissman. So I was literally drafted. He was the creative director for the Xbox, and he had come up with a wonderful idea for the combat dial and asked me to help him launch a company called WizKids. That company did very, very well, and to this day continues to do very well. But when I was there, one of the most exciting things that happened on a day-to-day basis was the feedback that we got from the players and the families of the players, where would write in and tell us how a child with autism was able to concentrate on our math, right? When you hear of stories of fathers and sons and moms all together sitting down and playing a game, coming out with a story to tell afterwards and how fun it was for the evening, it's those experiences that really drive to do what we're doing with Calliope Games. And so I was drafted into the industry, right, by Jordan. And the reason why I continue to stay in the industry is because it's a way to create experiences and bring people together. It's pretty simple.
Very cool.
Yeah,
very
my
cool.
Background is not really so altruistic or high-minded. I'm a geek. I was raised a geek. Steady diet of Star Trek and Dungeons and Dragons. Thank you, parents.
Nice.
I'm not I have rabbits. They are my children. And we game together, but mostly they like to chew on the boxes. So that's what the rabbits do.
That's no different than Josh and his family. That's okay.
Oh, well, yeah.
At least he's getting his fiber, right?
Yes. So just
to put it on the record, I do have two girls that are beating me up all the time.
You know, that's the fun part of having a family of you know, board gamers is that it's okay for them to beat you up as long as they're beating you at a challenging game that makes them think, because that kind of – and you know what, Ray, I have to applaud you because I have two autistic children myself, and every game that we've played that you guys have put out has held their attention, and I really have to agree with those parents that these games really educate and they keep them focused, and it is a very good thing for families with autistic children. So thank you very much.
Oh, it's our pleasure, and like I said, it's really the main reason why I keep doing it. Right, I love the fact that people are spending time together. And they're setting the real world aside so that they can share experiences with one another. And to me, that's the best gift that anybody can have, right, is to be able to share time with somebody
else.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So now, how do you guys decide what games are worth presenting to the public? Are there some kind of – you guys have some kind of requirements or –
Yeah, so each one of our games, right, because of who the audience is within the gaming market, right, each game is actually targeted at adults, right?
Okay.
All of our games are meant for adults. However, they are games that an 8-year-old can read the rules, understand the game, compete with the adults and play with the adults on the same playing field, if you will, but can play the game even if the adults are not around. Okay.
Okay.
So one of the major things is that unlike the majority of kids games that are out there, those style of games tend to ask the parents to step down into the child's world. We reverse that. We're asking the child to step up into the parent's world.
Mm-hmm.
So now okay. The parent and the child are both getting equal entertainment from the experience.
Right, right. Okay. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, so that's one of the things. The other thing is that our games have to seat 2 to 6 players. Sometimes they sit up to 8 players because we don't want anybody being left out. Right, so if you have
right.
a 2-4 player game, a lot of times somebody's sitting out of the experience. Because of today's busy schedule, we want to make sure that the games are played in less than 40 minutes, an hour for sure. We don't want anything going over an hour. And because we know everybody's on a budget, $30 or less. Right, so those are the requirements for our games. If we meet those requirements, and it's fun to play, and definitions of fun are different by different people, and we know that.
Right.
So you'll find a wide spectrum of games from light strategy to luck, but each one of the games has some element of each within it. So some of the games are more heavier towards the strategy side, some of the games are more heavier towards the luck side, but all of the games will have some of that in it, and depending on what you personally like, you may like one that's more strategy, so you would go for something like Gotham, but if you like something that's more luck, you might go for something like Roll for It, right? So we try to fill the spectrum and give everybody the style of fun that they're looking for, or at least a choice from our library to fill that requirement.
That's really cool, because my family, we're a family of 7, so we're our own little motley crew ourselves. So, and it's always hard to find games that will pull everybody in. So,
Josh, how old is the spectrum?
21, and then 10, 9, 7, and 6.
Yeah, see that, and with a game like Sorrow, right? Everybody can play. I'm sorry, Kat?
I said he has the Duggars going on. The Partridge Family over there.
So what I was saying was, you know, in your instance, Josh, everybody could play and compete in a game of Sorrow. The game is over in 15, 20 minutes, and everybody's saying, hey, let's do a grudge match, right? And that's the kind of stuff that we're looking for.
Awesome. Very cool. So tell us a little bit about your new game, Titans of Gaming. I see you guys have a Kickstarter for that. How can we kickstart the support for that?
Sure. So so that if your listeners are not familiar, Kickstarter is a crowdfunding platform that allows creators to fund projects that are outside of traditional funding, meaning that, you know, we're not using an angel funder, we're not going to the bank to actually produce a product. We're asking the community who would be able to take advantage of the product to help get it off the ground. Okay, so that's what Kickstarter does. It goes to a community of people that are interested in the games or interested in the art or whatever it might be, but want to support the efforts of the creator, right? So if you're interested in supporting our efforts, the Titan series is really a library of games done by 9 of the world's best game designers. And when I say that, it's very true. These are guys that are responsible for the existence of many stores that sell toys and games, because what the products that they have made have sold literally millions, if not billions, of units. And it's the games that they're making that help keep these stores open so that we have the ability to go into a really nice specialty store, right? So, for instance, so some of the guys that are in it, Jordan Weissman, again, who is my brother-in-law, did Shadowrun and Battletech and Crimson Skies, and you may know those titles from the Xbox. But Richard Garfield did Magic the Gathering, which is one of the world's strongest-selling collectible card games, right?
Mm-hmm.
Rob Davio did Axis and Allies, and then also he worked on Risk, a title. It's called Risk Legacy, right? Which is Risk, but it's done on a board game or on a game board that changes. So there's layered stickers that are over the top of the board that each time you play, elements are actually removed, so the game changes. And that was Rob Davio that did that. But we have literally 9 of these designers, and the opportunity to get up to 14 of these designers building family style games that fit the Calliope definition that we just talked about, and they're, if you buy in at the what we were calling the Titan level, you're paying $16 a game for 9 games, so it's $145, and you get 9 of the games, and the games will be of different genres. So you'll have a full library of entertainment, and that's the Titan series.
Very cool.
It looks like an amazing game, and what we're going to do is we're going to make sure that we put the information in the Kickstarter up on our website as well as our social media to help support that, because we are very much into those type of games as well as for our families and our friends. So I think this is a wonderful idea and a great Kickstarter.
Well, thank you. You know, we're really looking forward to it. The designers are having a ton of fun doing it. You know, we have games that are going to be dice games, but Paul Peterson is doing one that it's a dice game, but the dice are used in a manner it's very different than anything you've ever seen or done, and it's so much fun to play. It's excellent. And you know, we have a word game that we're doing that is very unique in the way that it's played, but again, it's unlike other word games where a younger player can actually compete against an adult who might have a much deeper vocabulary, right? So we have all kinds of games that we're doing to allow everybody the chance to have some fun and share an experience together.
Perfect. I think that's a great idea. Like I said, we're going to put that out on the Geek Parent as well for the Kickstarter. And then what are some – I know you have so many games going on, Ray, and so many projects right now. And I know you're so busy, but I'm sure you and Cassidy find some time in your busy schedule to play a game. So let us know, what is your favorite game and why?
So my favorite game or my favorite Calliope game?
Your favorite Calliope game.
So that's like asking me which one of my children do I like best.
You're going to have to pick a favorite. Well, we won't tell them.
So my favorite game that I publish is called Double Double Dominoes. And it's actually it's a cross between Mexican Train, which is a dominoes game, and Scrabble. So it's actually dominoes being played on a Scrabble board.
How long does that normally take to play that game?
If you're playing with 2 to 4 players, 40 minutes maximum. If you're playing up to 6 players, it would probably take you 45 to 50 minutes.
Now, here's a good question for you. How long would it take us to play the game if I were playing with you and you were an expert at this game? Are we talking like 10 minutes tops? There we go. You're done. You won.
Well, because what happens is in each one of the games, there's elements of the game that level the playing field regardless of skill level. And that's why an 8-year-old can compete with you in the game. Right? So
perfect.
Your knowledge base will only take you so far in
right.
any one of the games that we're playing. Right?
Right.
And
that's excellent.
Yeah, and so the game is going to last at 20 to 40 minutes regardless.
Right. Perfect. You know, and Cassidy, I have to ask you, I know that I put Ray on the spot there to choose his favorite. Cassidy, what game did you actually play on International Tabletop Game Day?
So on Tabletop Day, I was playing Calliope Prototypes for the Titan series mostly. Jack and Jordan Walton's game, Paul Peterson's dice game. And then after that, we had the designer of Thoreau come by. So we played Thoreau, and I was thoroughly beaten. Because he got a lucky time.
I can imagine.
I will say I'm better. Yeah. and he actually brought with him the original Thoreau prototype from 1977. So it's a game prototype older than I am. It was amazing.
Wow. That's
one
great tabletop game day. Now, did you all of you get together and do this, Ray and Cassidy, both of you, or did you guys have separate tabletop game days with your families?
We both went to our friendly local game store, Uncle's Games. Mm-hmm. So we hung out there for a bit and roped some of our designer friends into coming by, and it was really busy. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I would say that there were probably at least a couple hundred people there when we were there playing. So if you've never participated in Tabletop Day, you really should do it because it's cheap entertainment for the entire family, and you never know who you're going to meet at one of these events, right? It's just a lot of fun.
Right, right. And it is. And it's been going for, 3 years strong now? And it is an absolutely wonderful event. In fact, I helped the libraries in our local areas are just getting into what's called Geek the Library. And they're trying to get a lot of families into going to the libraries to play board games and kind of get into family game nights, whether it's, allowing the kids to play video games with their parents or allowing them to play board games or whatever, but getting the families to do that. So I was able to help the local library get a whole bunch of people together to play a family game night during that tabletop game day. So that worked out real nice.
Sure.
And we did have your games there.
Well, thank you. I was just going to say playing out libraries is a wonderful way to get introduced to games, right? Most libraries will have a very nice collection.
Definitely.
Very cool. So can you guys, how can fans find out more about Calliope Games and your guys' products?
So you can go to www.calliopegames.com, and I'll spell that for you. It's CALLIOPEGAMES.com. And or if you just go and buy a copy of Suro, inside will be our catalog, and you'll be able to see all of our games there also. And we would appreciate the purchase.
And I would highly recommend it as well. I am a fan of your games, and we have bookshelves and bookshelves of board games. And there's before I let you guys go, can you give us one secret strategy, advice, to successfully playing one of your games?
To successfully play, open the box. Because whether you win, or lose, you will have a good experience. And so there you go. That's it. Play the game.
And you heard it. You heard it straight from Ray's mouth. Open that box.
Well, we really appreciate you guys coming on. Thank you, Ray and Cassidy, for taking time out of your guys' busy and playful schedule to come speak with us here at the Geek Parent Talk Show. And we definitely look forward to opening that box and playing your game some more.
Yes.
It's our pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you guys so much.
All right. So, we are on to the app of the week, and today's app of the week is it is an app, so it's not a board game, but it was a card game. It's actually a card game that I have quite a few cards from. It is Blizzard's Hearthstone, and it is based off of the actual Hearthstone game, and you have a hero, and it's kind of, I mean, it really, today's age, everything's almost based off of Magic the Gathering, and it kind of has the same thing. Each turn, you have a hero, and you pick cards, and the cards take what I call mana. I think it's, I don't remember if it's actually called mana or not, but they take mana to lay the cards. Each round, you actually get one mana gem, and you have to have the amount of gems in order to lay the creature, and you attack and you defend, and your actual heroes can attack. Each hero has a different strength and weakness, and each hero can control a different set of monsters. And you have hunters, and you have basically all the everything from World of Warcraft, because it's based off of World of Warcraft. But it's a card game, and I believe last week they released the iPhone or the Android, the phone version. They've had it for tablets for a while, but just last week they released the phone version, and it's very cool. It's free for both Android and iOS. And it's a very cool little addictive game that I actually am able to play now on a consistent basis because I have somebody to play with on the computer.
Now, do you have to have a group of people or just one person is fine
It's a one-on-one, and you can play against people or you can play against a computer. The thing that I've been doing is I've been trying to play. I play each hero and trying to get all the cards unlocked.
Okay, I see. Do you have to defeat battles in order to unlock those other cards?
Whether you win or lose, you still get points and you still level up. It's just you get more points for actually beating somebody in one of the classes than you do if you lose. But you still get points. You still get XP.
Right.
So,
and you have to have a certain amount of XP to unlock those other ones then.
Yes.
Is that how
it works? Once you get up to level, I don't remember the level, but you basically unlock all of them. I think I have one more class to unlock, and it's unfortunately one of the little bit more difficult ones. But
and this is on the app. You can play this on the PC and your Android and Apple.
You can play it on the PC. You can play it on your Android or iOS phones and tablets.
And so everything, when say like I played on the PC and then I go somewhere, I go out somewhere and I'm sitting at the doctor's office waiting to be seen and I log on to the Hearthstone, is it going to pick up from where my last level was at?
Yes. It's your account.
Okay.
You play it. It's your guys. So any device you play on, it's your actual account. So you'll have everything unlocked that you normally would. Across all devices.
That's awesome. And I think, I've looked at this a couple of times. I have not played Hearthstone yet. I have played, I'm a very big fan of Magic the Gathering, so Hearthstone was always something that I've wanted to play. And I think that maybe I will start to try it because I've always looked at it and decided, I might try it.
We could, too.
So that would be awesome. That'd be really cool. But you have a lot more. You said you unlocked a couple of you have one more you have to unlock or something. So,
out of all the classes, I have one more.
Yeah. So now, if you and I were to play this, and I only had one class, I had all the others locked. Are you limited if you're on my team, or can you play those other cards?
You can play all the classes. So all the classes are automatically unlocked. It's just unlocking additional cards for each class. So you get a set of cards, and then you can unlock additional cards, and you can either play with a pre-made deck, or as you've unlocked all the cards, you can actually make your own deck.
Perfect. Excellent. And that's called Hearthstone. We'll have that on our website as well, but if you want to go ahead and check it out, head on over to us.battle.net/Hearthstone. And obviously, Blizzard does everything in different languages, so choose the language that you're more comfortable with, and then let's hook up sometime. I mean, I know Josh is already on there, so I'm going to download this and see how that works as well.
I am Dungeon Master, your guide in the realm of Dungeons and Dragons.
Okay, I'm going to kind of make this quick because I know that time is running low, but I do want to get this board game of the week out there. And we actually did a review for this and speaking with Calliope Games. And you know what, Josh, I feel so bad because both of us got the name wrong. And I knew, I said, I know I'm going to get this name wrong. And that it's just so easy. It just rolls off the tongue. Calliope.
Say it
with me, Josh. Calliope.
Calliope.
Yeah, and so they made this game, Suro, and I'm a big fan of this board game. We have a review of it on thegeekparent.com. And Suro is a really quick, fun, and hilarious party game of Paths. If you have never played this game, play it with your family, with your friends. The kids will love it. It is so fun. You each basically get a little rock, and you get cards that have different pathways on them. And you get the board game. So you get the board. So you lay it all out onto the table, and each player will get three cards that they have to hide from the other players. And then you get your little rock, and you start off on the edge of the board. And the object is to make paths through the board and avoid other players and avoid players pushing you off of the board. So while you're looking at these cards to make little paths, you got to kind of look at them and before you lay one down to kind of see, okay, am I gonna make myself go off the board if I put this card down, or am I gonna run into somebody, or can I make somebody else's path go off the board? And it gets really fun as the board starts to play. Obviously, the more players that you have, the more fun it's going to be, because then everybody is going to be in your way. And so I would really highly recommend playing it. It's called Suro, and it's T-S-U-R-O. And you can make a path of enemies or friends, of course. I'm sure they want you to make some friends. But it's really fun, and it's a great party game. We probably had about 7 people playing at a time, and it was hilarious just trying to figure out who was going to be the last one left on the board. And if you do happen to have a path that runs into somebody else, that means you're both off the board. So it's really a fun game. I would highly recommend playing it with the family, and the kids love it because they love trying to get the older adults off of the board first, and it works out really nice. Again, it's called Suro, and we do have a review of it on the website at www.thegeekparent.com. And let us know if you played the game as well, what you think of it, and in some pictures that we can put on our website of you and your family playing it.
So this week's Tech of the Week is there's a lot of these in the market, but there's a reason why I picked this one for this week. It's called Tico, and it is a unibody 3D printer, and it is basically every man's printer. It's a unibody 3D printer for $179. Yes.
Wow.
$179.
Whoa.
And it's they have 7 days left to go on the Kickstarter, and they're already at 2.4 million pledged, and they had a goal of 100,000. And the reason I picked this for this week is, growing up playing Risk, we lost lots of game pieces, lots of game pieces.
Right.
And with these little, 3D printers, you can reprint your pieces.
That's perfect. That just makes me want to get it just for that alone.
it's a very cool little 3D printer. And I've seen a lot of 3D printers, and we talked about a pancake printer and all these others. But this one is it's a real simple, design. It's wireless. It's or Wi-Fi, I guess I should say. It's really, really innovative little printer that I can see that really kind of making this so that everybody, is just like, a lot of people have regular printers in their house. Everybody can have a 3D printer, because $179 is, you pay that for a regular printer nowadays.
That's
at least
true.
A decent printer.
Exactly. Now this is really cute too. And it doesn't look like it takes up a lot of space.
It's from what they say, it's bigger than what it is. I don't remember what the actual size of it is, but it makes decent. But it can't take up that much space. Let's see. It
right.
is 9 inches wide and about 9 inches deep. So it's not that big.
Wow.
But
no. It's totally worth it. Now, it's really, this is pretty backed up. A lot of backers for this. It's one of the Kickstarter staff picks.
Yeah, it is. Let's see, their shipments are back to March of 2016. So it's pretty backed up. But I mean, all gone. I mean, tons of them that are just all gone. So it's definitely innovative, and I think this kind of just opens the door for a lot of new 3D printers and reducing the price of them.
Exactly. I think it really does open up the floor for a lot of home users to have this. You know, and it's almost like when the PC became a personal computer and everybody was getting one of these computers in their homes. I mean, back when we were younger, they were huge monitors and really thick. But you know, it was still a personal computer, and it was the thing. But this is just as great because it's affordable enough to be able to have in your home, and it's cute. I mean, it looks really trendy. It doesn't look bulky or anything like that. And like I think one of the best parts about it is that you said, recreating those game pieces that we've lost.
Yeah, yes, and then, I mean, just recreating those, and they have little three-dimensional scanners now that are pretty cheap. I mean, I think I've even seen some that you can use your phone on. And then they have MakerBot has a website called MakerBot Thingiverse that has tons of stuff that you can print. You can just get the prints off of it. So it's really 3D printing is very popular. It's just an expensive hobby to get into, and this is bringing it down for the everyman.
Ooh.
That's what I think. Exactly what I think. I like it. I like it a lot. Are you going to get this, Josh? Because I might actually have to find out how it works for you.
I want to get it, but I mean that's a year's wait.
It's years away. You're like me. When it comes to technology, it's like really I have to wait a year. You know, I want my technology now, please. That would be great.
Yeah.
I mean that might work out a little bit better if you could guarantee me that I was going to get this tomorrow. So I like that. Well, that's it from the Geek Parent Radio. Thank you for allowing us into your homes or your offices this evening. Links, photos, and more information on anything we discussed tonight can be found from our website at www.thegeekparent.com.
You can also keep updated with our discussions, upcoming guests, and future topics on Facebook, Twitter, and Google. Just visit our website and click the social media link.
And I want to thank Cassidy and Ray from Calliope Games for visiting us and talking with us and sharing some of their background.
Calliope.
And some of their, Calliope. See, now I've got it in my head because I've been saying it the other way. But thank you very much, Cassidy and Ray. And we look forward to playing some more of your games. Enjoy the rest of your week, and we look forward to talking with you again right here every Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Until then, I'm Kat Mahoney.
And I'm Josh Hostetler. See you next week, same geek time, same geek channel.